You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovec on Bloomberg Radio.
We're delighted to have a guest back with us in studio because what's interesting is we just talked about earnings, but don't forget we have a lot of economic news coming out this week, including we'll get a read on the consumer with retail news, retail data, I should say. That's 8:30 a.m. Wall Street time tomorrow. This is so key, Tim, in terms of what's going on in the retail sector broadly, but also then what it tells us about the U.S. consumer. So key to economic growth and so key to really kind of what happens in the financial markets.
Yeah, I mean, remember last week, the University of Michigan preliminary sentiment index showed that consumers are not ready to tighten their belts just yet.
Nope.
Despite warnings of a looming recession. With another view on retail, we welcome back Shekhar Natarajan, Executive Vice President and Chief Supply Chain Officer at American Eagle. He joins us right now in our Bloomberg 1130 studio. Good to have you with us, Shekhar. How are you?
Good. Good afternoon, Carol and Tim.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Happy New Year to
Will
you.
It be a Happy New Year?
Yes.
Well, that's what I wanted to start with, Shekhar, is, you know,
you did not answer, but go ahead.
We'll talk about supply chain, you know, in detail over the next few minutes, but I want to know what you're planning for 2023. Carol talked about this idea that the consumer, you know, we're getting these new, we got retail sales later this week, and it's key for understanding how the consumer is feeling, but how do you think the consumer is doing?
Well, I think the consumers are definitely beating all expectations. Like, you know, I think like we all talk about recession, but the spend has not like receded yet. Like, there's every retailer out there has experienced good sales during the peak season, and at least that's what the MasterCard data says, and that's what basically the consumer sentiment is.
Is that what you saw?
Like, I'm not allowed to talk about it.
I know. I was just, you know, I knew that, but I was just trying to get you.
I'm so sorry. I disappointed you. But that said, I think like, you know, last year was a year of just-in-case inventory in the system, primarily because the supply chains were all slow.
We have a month before your report. You can share. No, anyway, keep going.
So we definitely... Every retailer had like just in case inventory. Like, you know, the supply chains were slow, unpredictable. So people actually like ended up like carrying more inventory. Like, just to give you some context, 800 million square feet of warehouse space in 2022 was used for storing inventory.
Wow. That number means nothing to me.
It's 8%. It's 8% of space.
No, it sounds like a big number to me, Carol.
It is.
I know, but it gets
10 million square feet. It's a large.
What
it's
do they normally hold?
Well, you don't have that. Like, you know, basically
you don't normally have any of that.
Yeah. So like we should see massive rationalization of inventory this year. People have begun to kind of like, ration the inventory back in the
system.
Because
the supply chains are working?
The supply chains getting the product into the country is working. But basically like there's inflation still like lurking at us from when it gets into the country to the doorstep. When you start looking at basically what FedEx and UPS have announced, they have announced like a 6.9% surcharge on every package, which means 1 pound package that you ship like less than 200 miles for 1 pound is going to cost $10. It costs 8 cents to bring a unit from China to US.
Wow.
It costs $10 to ship a package for 1 pound.
Because it's so expensive in the US.
Absolutely.
It's the last mile, right?
It's the last mile.
Isn't that what makes it expensive?
Very much so. But like, you know, we live in a very fragmented system.
Right.
Right. So we live in a very fragmented system because basically like everyone is sitting in the center of the country and from a warehousing perspective, distribution and trying to access the customer.
Well, but Shekhar, like the problem is that unless you're Amazon and you have your own network of delivery drivers, which is by not any means how they all are shipping, how Amazon ships everything, you're all kind of dealing with the same deck
problem.
Of cards.
Yes. So, and that's where what we are trying to do with like, you know, American Eagle with particularly quiet platforms is actually solving that very fundamental problem. So we are building a brand new category called collaborative commerce network. If you look at why the shipping networks work so efficiently, this collaboration, this consolidation at the port, and you know when it gets out of the factory, it's one giant shipping network which is bringing the product into the country, and it is all interoperable. It's all trade moving on that ship. We don't have a system like that in US. Everyone is actually shipping.
But can we have a system like that? I know we've talked about this with you before.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. And that's what we've been proving so far. Like, you know, if when you hear Michael Rempell talk, who's our chief operating officer, he was on the third quarter call, and he mentioned it's unprecedented that we spent less money in 2022 than we spent in 2021. We spent less money in 2021 than we spent in 2020. Why? Because collaboration works. And collaborations across retailers on supply chain is the way of the future.
So tell us, how much can you drill down? Because we're talking at this high level, which is fine.
Yeah.
But so you're collaborating with who or what in terms of moving stuff around?
So we have 50 brand retailers on our platform, everyone from Saks, Steve Madden's, Fanatics, Saks. And so these are large customers who are actually doing business with us. And primarily what we are doing is we are aggregating, just like Uber, we are aggregating all of the packages and inventory which is headed in one direction, mm-hmm. or fulfilling these packages closest to where people live.
But the thing that I don't get is, it's not like, and I go back to Amazon because I think it's what a lot of people are familiar with. If you make two separate orders on Amazon, sometimes they show up, those two things show up in the same package. Mm-hmm. If I order something from American Eagle and something from Steve Madden, mm-hmm. those are not going to show up in the same package, right?
That's what we are attempting to solve.
Are you attempting to them show up in the same package?
We are attempting to solve. So we've designed, and this is something that we have basically conceptualized, designed, but you know, you have to get to a certain scale for this thing to work.
But you need sort of like one identifying characteristic from the consumer mm-hmm. in order to make sure that, you know, the Tim Stenovec who orders this is the same as, you know, my wife who has a different last name who's ordering this.
Yeah.
Right.
So we are doing, like, this has fundamentally happened in other industries. We have a concept called merge in transit. So primarily what it means is none of these networks, they're all push networks. When you actually, like, you know, buy mm-hmm. something, you're pushing a package to like Tim's doorstep. The quiet platforms, which is a facility close to where you live, Tim, is able to take packages which are all headed to your door and then give it to one carrier so that one carrier delivers to your door in one box. And that's essentially what we are building out right now. If you listen to Carol Tomey talk, you know, she talked about it like in a second quarter earnings call. She said the cost of last mile to your door, Tim, mm-hmm. is $5.50 on cost basis. The next package she delivers to your door is 60 cents more.
Yeah. Okay, so Carol, I'm going to jump in here because I'm seeing this too Uber, for example, and Uber Eats. If you order something on Uber Eats, they say, okay, you have, you know, X number of minutes to add something to your order from CVS, for example,
right.
which
mm-hmm.
is along the way. And I'm not using the names correctly, but it totally makes sense because that incremental cost to get that thing to your door
right.
is cheap.
And imagine, right, you have... In the last 10 years, if you revolve the time back and look at it like what 10 years was like, you had probably one package from one carrier, you know, delivered yeah. to your door. Now you have 10 packages coming from 10 different people with 10 different carriers showing up at your door.
We've only got about 40 seconds left here. So what's key in making this work? Like, I get it. So what is it that you have to have just a ton of people buy in and help support the infrastructure or what?
Yes, this is like a, like I will put it in the words of what, like, you know, the NRF president told, this is going to be game changing. What we are trying to do is going to be game changing because it brings sharing economy to a whole new level at the physical and the digital level.
It almost sounds like the airline industry and the hubs
yes.
of like I order a bunch of things, okay, and it all goes to Atlanta
yeah.
and it's put into one little box. And then it goes out to me.
Box is just a manifestation of collaboration. Right. But, you know, even if you don't put it in one box, but if all the packages which are headed
right.
to Tim
right.
goes to one carrier, you still get the efficiency
right.
of that delivery provider.
Love supply chains.
Yeah. It's
pretty, we love talking with you, Shaker.
And if we just put it all in metaverse and just buy metaverse things, and like none
of that. Virtual goods.
I have my own theory about metaverse for sure. Like, you know, you still need the physical world to execute on it.
Shaker, come back real soon. Shaker Natarajan, Executive VP, Chief Supply Chain Officer over at American Eagle. Thank you.